An undocumented Honduran immigrant living in Connecticut is suing several federal agencies because she says she was sexually assaulted by an Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports.
The woman identified as Jane Doe in a lawsuit filed in October alleges that ICE agent Wilfredo Rodriguez raped her in 2007 for the first time and then continued to abuse her for seven more years. Rodriguez and the plaintiff allegedly met in 2006, shortly after her brother was detained for entering the country illegally. Doe says that the agent found out she had entered the country illegally and had a deportation order pending, and that's when Rodriguez allegedly began using her immigration status against her. The plaintiff says she was told she wouldn't be arrested in exchange for her help in identifying other undocumented immigrants. The lawsuit alleges that Rodriguez eventually wanted to meet with the plaintiff away from ICE offices. It then says that in 2007, they met in a Hartford area motel where the defendant allegedly raped her for the first time. The lawsuit says the sexual assaults would continue for 7 years. Doe is seeking $10 million as part of the lawsuit. She says in addition to being sexually assaulted numerous times, she had to get several abortions and she tried to kill herself 4 times. Her lawyers responded to a request for comment with a written statement saying she had a choice: cooperate with ICE or be deported with her family. Attempts to locate and reach Rodriguez were unsuccessful. The court record lists no attorney on his behalf. ICE says Rodriguez no longer works for the agency and declined to comment further. The Department of Homeland Security, which oversees ICE, declined to comment. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.